Alrighty. Well, this crop, of course, most of you know, is my 25 years of working with cotton programs, probably one of the most unusual crops from planting time to harvest time. In fact, we're still harvesting a lot of the crop in Georgia and Alabama and West Texas. So I'm going to move right on in. If many of you don't know, this was the first crop we've been having 12 classing offices for about the last 10 years, and we're down to 11 with the closing of the Phoenix office. And the areas I'm going to talk about are the Southeast, which is services provided by Florence, Macon, and Birmingham, the Mid-South, Rayville, Dumas, and Memphis, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas by the four Texas offices, and then, of course, the Desert Southwest by Visalia, and also the San Joaquin Valley by Visalia. Our upland classings through 1-4 was $10.4 million. Looks like we're going to end up somewhere around about 11.7 on our estimate right now. On Pima, it was down considerably, $336,000. Looks like somewhere around $360,000. And most of that, of course, is out of California and a little bit out of Arizona and West Texas. In total classings, we classed 10.7 million bales, and looks like our estimate will be somewhere around 12 and 12.1. That's what we'll probably end up classing. And to just look at the production areas and how much it's changed over the years, if you look at the Mid-South, was pretty much the predominant growing area up until about 2006, and of course Texas passed it, and now the Southeast has passed the Mid-South as far as what percent it makes up of the crop. So we've seen the Mid-South production from a peak of somewhere about 37% down to about 22% this year. Of course, the West has stayed pretty consistent. It dropped off there in about 2005 and has remained pretty consistent since. So now into the quality, 41, 32 color grade and higher, 88%, down a little bit from the 94% last year. If you look at there, about 86% 2 years ago. In a minute, I'm gonna refer back to that. Of course, the biggest area that quality fell off on color was the Mid-South. 70%, 41 and 32, 41 or 32 color grade and higher. In fact, when you got on down in the southern part of the Mid-South area, Louisiana, Mississippi, and southern Arkansas, we saw a high percent of 52 and lower. If you look at it over the last 3 years by region, been fairly consistent everywhere except the Mid-South. That's where I was talking about 86% 2 years ago, the Mid-South had dropped down in 41, 32s and higher. Picked up last year, then dropped back this year, of course, due to the wet weather at harvest time. Leaf grade, just slightly cleaner than it was last year. Most every region only changed about a tenth, 1 to 2 tenths is about all Southeast, all the way to the San Joaquin Valley. Extraneous matter, 12.5%, and I do believe we'll see that go up. I looked at the quality, what we clashed yesterday in the three Texas offices, and at 27.7% is what is for the season, and I believe each office was around 30% or higher, and Lubbock may have been as high as 57% yesterday. So I know this number will climb since we have probably somewhere in the neighborhood, 600,000-700,000 bales to class in that area. The average micronaire is one of the lowest mite crops that I can recall at 4.2. And if you look at it by region, the Mid-South at 4.3, I can't recall that the Mid-South, I recall Texas being that low before at 3.9, but it'll probably fall as low as 3.8 because I looked at that on yesterday too, and two out of the three offices averaged below 3.9. A lot of this late crop up in the Panhandle especially is immature and getting a lot of low mic. I don't know if last year was just sort of an ordinary year on strength, because this year falls more in line with the previous 3 years. When you go back and look at it, ever since we went to 100% HVI, it's the 2009 crop falls in line with everything from about 2004 on, with the exception of 2008, because that was our highest average strength crop. If you look at the strength by region, we actually increased in the southeast, saw the biggest decrease in the mid-south. And I heard someone talking this morning that mentioned that they'd found some of these bolls where they had boll rot, and they had a lot of immature fibers and inferior strength in that. So that may be why we saw such a decrease from 30, a little over 30, I believe it was 30.2 grams per tex in 2008 down to, looks like about 28.5. Staple also fell off a little bit, but it's still the second longest crop that we've had in the last 5 years. Actually saw the staple increase in the southeast for the last 2 years. It's been on the increase. Fell off in the mid-south, dropped back a little bit in Texas and the desert southwest. The San Joaquin Valley was pretty much the same, but as you can see, it's averaging over 38 staple. And our staple from first year we went 100% HVI in 1991, this 35.5 was the second longest. And I just had to throw this in to show where Texas, because for years and years we always thought of Texas being real short staple, but 2005, after the 2005 crop, Texas passed the U.S. average and just slightly higher this year. Looks like about a 35.7. All right, base quality and higher. These are bales that compose all the factors of base quality and higher, 41, 34, 35, 49 mic and such, within any single bale. So 50% of the crop had all the factors to meet base quality and higher. You look at it by region, the southeast actually jumped up slightly. The mid-south fell off a little bit. Texas was back up. That was due mostly to the reduction in extraneous matter this year. The low mic probably kept it from going any higher. Of course, we see pretty much consistent in the desert southwest and the San Joaquin Valley. But I thought this was interesting. If you look at the mid-south, and then break it out by individual states, Missouri has been on an upward trend, over 80% of base quality and higher. Tennessee made a big jump in 2008, increased a little more in 2009. Arkansas was up in 2008, but fell back in 2009. But look at Mississippi and Louisiana, they were almost identical. It's made a big drop down, and of course, most of that's due to the color grade. And Texas was back up a little bit this year with like I said, with less extraneous matter. I'm gonna move on to high quality, and high quality, I'm same thing, I'm talking about bales that have 31, 3, 35, 35 to 49 mic, and no extraneous matter. Georgia, Alabama, Georgia was up just a little bit. Missouri, about 17% there, down just a little from the previous year. Tennessee fell back just a little. Arkansas fell back another 7%. But Mississippi and Louisiana was all the way down to less than 1% of 31, 3, 35, and of course Texas at 35%. And then if you want to look at it by region, over looking at historical data all the way back to 2000, and the West, that 1 year there, 2004, they had a little wet weathers that dropped down in color grade, but Texas has jumped up to as high as almost 60%, 31, 335s. The Southeast has been the most consistent, and then the Mid-South has sort of been on a downward trend. Really dropped down in 2007, but it's below 10%. And I'm briefly going to talk about the Pima, the color grade 3 and leaf grade 3 was down. Lowest year that we've had, but my understanding that we had some wet weather on it out in California right at harvest time, and this is why maybe we saw a little lower grades in the Pima. The Micronair is consistent. If you go back and look at it 25 years, you'll see this same 4041. It's very consistent. The Staple 47.5, pretty much same as it was last year. And the strength fell back just a little bit at 41.3. In conclusion, a color grade 41.32 and higher was down 6% from 2008. And of course, the greatest decrease was in the Mid-South. Average leaf grade 3.4. That's down slightly from the 08 crop, but it's the second highest or the most leaf we've seen in the crop in the past 5 years. Extraneous matter was down a little bit from 2008, but still the second highest percentage over the past 5 years. Mike average of 4.2, lowest average for the past 5 years. Strength average of 29.2 grams per text, slightly lower than 2008, but still one of the stronger crops that we've seen. And a staple average of 35.5. down from 35.8 average last year and second highest average since we've been 100% HVI testing. And the base quality and higher was 50.1%, is up 1.5% from 2008. And the Pima, you can see that I just talked about it, so I'm not going to go into it again. It's pretty consistent other than the color and leaf grade this past year. And, Mr. Chairman, that concludes my presentation on the quality.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.